This is On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. Musicians from all over the world are in Savannah this week for the annual Stopover Festival. I'm delighted to have one of Georgia's hometown bands with us this morning. Peter Mavrogiorgis and Blake Olmsted are the creative force behind Twisty Cats. They're married. They moved to Savannah a few years ago from New York, and by day they run a recording studio. By night they perform what they describe as electro gothabilly psych punk pop. Peter and Blake, welcome.
That's a mouthful.
There's opera in there as well.
I mean, I have to start there. Maybe you can explain to me what electro gothabilly psych punk pop is.
Oh, it's nothing in the end. It encompasses so much that it's self-nullifying, but we do employ a drum machine. So that's the electro part. Mm-hmm. I have a history of playing with Memphis bands with a fellow named Tav Falco, who's a sort of a underground Memphis luminary. That might be the rockabilly part. And psych, I guess, what is that? Are we psychotic or are we psychedelic?
But a little bit of both. And then the pop is our way of trying to be a little bit more mainstream.
No, it describes just Blake's peas when she's talking into the mic.
So love my peas. I married a pea, Peter.
Twisty Cats are a real thing, right? This is where you got the name of your band?
Unfortunately, they are.
Yeah.
There's a woman in Texas who breeds what are deformed cats. And I remember we were poring over websites that had to do with people who were pro and against these cats. And one of the arguments that I loved was that it was humans who developed something as useless as the pug. So, of course, if humans can breed a dog and force it to be something so just strange and for our pleasure only, really, then of course it makes perfect sense that someone might breed cats with short forelegs who must hop like kangaroos.
Too close to a monster. People avert their eyes when they look into a monster. And the thing that keeps you up at night. And the thing that keeps you up at night.
And that's what they are.
And you chose this name for yourselves because...
Maybe we are those cats.
Exactly. We're a little twisty.
So why Savannah? I mean, you moved from New York, which many people would think either New York or L.A. are the place to base a band, especially an eclectic band like yours. So why did you stay in Savannah?
Peter?
Well, the traffic's better here.
Well, there's that.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
It's beautiful. The biggest challenge for us in New York as a recording studio was the fact that the industry doesn't really support the sort of real estate prices that you'd have to pay in New York and in order to have a recording studio. That we've outpriced ourselves in New York and as a result. A lot of studios are looking for other places, and Savannah's a beautiful city. It's got a lot of culture. There's a laid-back atmosphere, which we really sort of needed after so many years in New York City. I spent 21 years there myself, and you never really get a break in New York.
When you know, as Peter was saying, when we moved here, we weren't even thinking about the band. It kind of... went on the back burner. We moved here to relocate the studio, and that, you know, we really spent the first, we've been here for 5 years, we spent the first, you know, 4 years basically growing that, and, you know, just being here and kind of being on our own schedule, we finally had the time to kind of pick pick it back up.
Oh, we don't have the time.
Well, we don't. Well, we've made the time. I mean, yeah. We live together. We work together. We have a freaking studio that we can record our stuff in. And you know, it's also a rehearsal space. So, and, you know, I mean, Savannah is such a small yet really strong and supportive music scene. And, you know, we all help each other out. And New York, obviously, I mean, it goes without saying, it's completely oversaturated. Everyone's in a band and it's hard to find a recording space. It's hard to find a rehearsal space. It's hard to book a show. So it's just a lot easier. And so, yeah.
So what do you, you know, there's a lot of people who say teaching can, like, let's say you teach English. Many people say that can be both a blessing and a curse. Like, it keeps your skills honed, but it takes your time away from writing. And I wonder if that's similar to your experience also running a recording studio. Like, what do you learn from the experience? And does it also kind of keep you from doing music yourselves?
Well, I don't think that we're going to make a living doing our music right now. So I think everybody who's doing something a little different or bizarre or whatever it is that we do, I think that they all have to sort of contend with the fact that they have to eat and it requires money. So I think everybody feels like they're sort of leading double lives as far as having a recording studio. And I feel like I'm mentoring young bands here because the majority of them are young. And maybe they're giving us a little bit of a boost and a little bit of inspiration. Maybe we're teaching by example.
Who knows? We're a little bit older than a lot of the Savannah bands.
The other thing that occurs to me when I was reading up on you guys is, you know, a marriage all on its own is pretty hard. And I wonder how much harder it becomes when you're also working together all the time at your recording studio and then at night in a band.
That's the easy part.
The band is definitely the easy
part. That's our leisure.
Honestly, for me, I kind of feel like it's almost like our couples therapy. It's me, really, because, owning a business together is super, super stressful.
Oh, God.
we did finally learn how to separate, you know, the office and studio from our home life. I used to not be able to do that. Peter kind of forced me to, you know, the second we come home, we're home and we're a couple and we make dinner and
talk about work?
We do only in the mornings over coffee when we're both feeling really good. And, you know, first thing in the morning is always like anything's possible.
We discuss our strategies. For not getting defeated by the day so that we could make it to dinner.
Yeah. But, I mean, honestly, it's all of these together have definitely made us stronger, for sure. And, having the band has really made things better for us. So
that is Blake Olmsted and Peter Mavrogiorgis of the Savannah-based group Twisty Cats. You can catch their performance Saturday night at 10 at the Jinx in Savannah. Peter and Blake, thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.